FSSPX News reports on April 11th, 2023, in an article titled, Philippines, the Church Says No to Freemasons. The Conference of Bishops of the Philippines has just issued a statement reminding the faithful of the impossibility of a Catholic being a part of Freemasonry. A welcome clarification, as it appears that Freemasons in the Archipelago had been participating in the preparatory work for the Synod on Synodality. Quote, we thought that the teaching of the Catholic Church on the matter had evolved, since several participants in the Synod are Freemasons. We thought that the Church had relaxed its rules on joining Freemasonry and participating in activities of the Catholic Church, explains Gloria Buencamino. She goes on to say, Catholic Freemasons help the priest distribute communion in our parish alone. We have two, and they were delegated to the Synod on Synodality. They are good, pious Catholics. Suffice to say that the CBCP's warning came at the right time. The Filipino prelates, recalling that since 1954 and until today, the Philippine Church has always taught the incompatibility between the fact of being Catholic and belonging to Freemasonry, because of the serious errors contained in Masonic principles and philosophy. Thus, the Church's position on Masonic sects remains unchanged due to beliefs, practices, and rituals incompatible with the doctrines of the Catholic Church. The bishop's letter refers to the 1983 statement from the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, which recalled the ban on Catholics joining Masonry, stating that it was a grave sin for the faithful. It remains to be hoped that this vigorous Episcopal statement will dissipate the confusion among the faithful of the archipelago and will cause them to look more closely at the result of the synodal consultations in which certain Catholic Freemasons might have participated. That's the end of the article. Now, is there any reason to believe that this is an isolated incident? No. The Freemasons' opposition to the Catholic Church, as well as its desire to destroy her from within, is well known among traditional Catholics. The Church has been infiltrated by Freemasons. Many of the priests and bishops in the Catholic Church, including those in high positions, are in fact crypto-Freemasons. And there were several reports during the Second Vatican Council that said council was being steered by Freemasons to go in the direction they wanted. Of course, the Church discovered the Freemasonic plot to destroy the Catholic Church from within over 100 years ago with the interception of a document called The Permanent Instruction of the Alta Vendita. But that's all tinfoil hat crazy conspiracy theory with no basis in reality, right? Well, it turns out not so much. And here we go again. A major event in the Church to determine its future direction, and Freemasons are involved. Only this time, not so much behind the scenes, because no one cares anymore. And the Synod on Synodality is the perfect opportunity to put the final phase of their plan into action. Of course, they will fail in the end. Christ will not allow his Church to be destroyed. I plan on doing a series of videos on Freemasonry, but I want to do a little more research. I don't want to delve too much into the conspiracy theory. I want to give the truth. And the truth is more interesting. Until my next video, God bless.